कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतस् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय माम चरणात् भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। श्री श्री गुरुवाष्टक निकुंज यूनो रति के लिए सिद्धि या जालिर्भीर युक्ति रपेक्षणीय तत्राति दाक्षा दति बल्लभस्य वंदे गुरोशी चरणारविंदम्। राधा एंड कृष्ण बोथ कंजुगल always playing in the groves of beautiful Vrindavan on the bank of Yamuna, always. The gopis under the guidance of Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari, all very expert to make meeting of Radha and Krishna. Without their help, they cannot meet. Say, all the gopis, like all the gopis, my Gurudev is expert. What expert? He can cheat husbands of gopis. Very expert in cheating others. Also to Chand Rowdy and others, those who are of another gopi. And to meet Radhika with Krishna and Krishna to Radhika. Very expert. He can discover new things to cheat them and to meet Krishna and Radha. So he is expert in all these things. Who? Our Gurudev. And that is why my Gurudev in that shape, gopi, he is most dear to Radha and Krishna. Especially bending towards more to Radhika. So Krishna like her so much. That very Gurudev, I am doing Vandana. You should know the symptom of Gurudev. How high? Any worldly person who has lust and who is falling down moment and moment is not Guru. Anyhow, you have accepted a Guru like this, give up at once these fallen Gurus. Always going to cinemas, go to impersonalist colleges and university, boycott them. They have no trust in name. They have no trust in their Gurudev line. They have no faith, a strong faith that our Gurudev can give everything, eternal bliss, everything he can give. That Guru should be given up totally. And those who have taken sannyas, but even they are now entangled in sense gratifications. Oh, totally, they should not be seen. Out of our sight they should be. They can't give anything. Can you accept a fruit from any thorn tree? Can you expect any fruit?
Fruit will not produce any fruit.
From bubble tree? Bubble tree, you know?
Thorn tree.
Can you imagine a fruit from stones? Never. So they can give anything. They will destroy your life as they have destroyed their lives. When you know that if they are not qualified to give, or Krishna Prem, they should be given up. This is told for a guru, like Narada Rishi. A guru can give Krishna Prem in three stages. Nirdhot Kashaya, first.
Murchit
Kashaya, Nirdhut Kashaya, and Parshat. Parshat. What is the meaning? In first stage, Narada Rishi was doing Aradhana of Krishna. No? And he gave up all his desires, totally. And he was observed. In a glance, Krishna gave him darshan. For a moment. And then he disappeared. He began to cry and weep. I cannot save my life without you. A real voice came and told that, oh, out of pity, mercy, I have given my one glance of darshan. Now you are not qualified. You have some desires. So, oh, you cannot have my darshan. And he is called, Murchit Kashaya. There is some desire. What? He thought that if I will go to a very forest in lonely place and I will do aradhana and I will be matured. And Krishna will come and show, give his darshan. Oh, this is not good. That I will go alone in forest. And what you will do? Only Satyik Vanavas may come.
Lord of goodness.
But not anything. You should depend on Krishna. Totally. And then Krishna may come. So this is Murchit Kashaya means there are something, unwanted things, something, desires. But they are not working. They are like sleeping. But at any time they can may come. Like Bharat Maharaj, Murchit Kashaya. And he, worldly pity, mercy to an animal, deer, and he became deer. So this is Murchit Kashaya. There was something, but it was not obvious. But it may be, may circumstance come, and these unwanted things may manifest. And then you will go like 40 verse Bharat Maharaj. So Narada also, in first stage he was Murchit Kashaya. There were some desires, but they were not working. But if some ladies may come, very beautiful, and dance against him naked, or he may be attacked. Sukadeva Goswami, in second stage, no? Sukadeva Goswami. Or Murchit Kashaya. Or they cannot. Nirdhut Kashaya. What Nirdhut Kashaya? Nirdhut. All has been washed. Totally, completely washed. But no swarup is there. Understand? no Krishna association form is there. So he is Nirdhut Kashaya. Oh, now he is so qualified that any desire cannot come and he cannot go down. Never fall.
He realized his Swarup but not attain that Swarup.
Yes. He realizes his Swarup, but he is still, this body is not transcendental. But like transcendental. And more than that, Narad in third stage. What? In third stage, he again took the darshan of Krishna and he got Vastu Siddhi. And he received his transcendental associate's body. Like in Madhmangal, in the shape of, like Narad Gopi, and he was in Golok Vrindavan. He can go anywhere with Krishna, without Krishna, everywhere. If he will tell, oh, Krishna Prem Shuddha, oh, at once, quickly name second Krishna Prem call. Also Sukadeva Goswami will tell, it will come, but it may take 1, 2, 3 minutes. And Narada in first stage what? Oh, he will touch, he will give his blessings and then it may come. For them it is possible that Krishna Prem they can give. Those who are lower than this, they can help some. If anyone is of Madhyam Uttam or Madhyam Madhyam, and really sincere Vaishnava, no worldly desire, but some desire, maybe like Murchit, infant, latent. Then, oh, he may tell Harikatha so much. And thus by helping him, all unwanted desire he may take. And he will help them to proceed further. Up to what stage he is. This guru are in this world available. Like three, very rare. By the mercy of Krishna they can come and help you. But generally this type of Madhyam Adhikari, sincere and following their Gurudev, serving their Gurudev, there is no chance to fall down. They are so sincere. But they are in Murchit stage. They are in latent. They can help us so much. These are gurus. And through them, we can have Krishna Prem. And they are like this, Nikunja Junu Rati Keli. They have not received their transcendental swarup. Understand? Swarup means constitutional form. But yet, they are up to bhav. And in bhavavastha, they are remembering all these things. And they are practicing all these things in the guidance of Vishakha, Lalita, Arup, Manjari, Rati, Manjari. Always remembering Ashtakaliya. Ashtakaliya means 8 hours.
Eightfold first times of Krishna.
Always. And they can do. So he is telling a guru like this, his guru was like this. All acharyas in our line of Rupanu are where? Like this. If a guru is not expert in this, how he can give Krishna Prem? This is called Krishna Prem. So, if by chance, by mistake, you have accepted any guru like that, what? Always falling down, always they have so much desire for 3 W's and sense gratifications and especially attached to money, matter and all these things. And at that time you could not realize. Now you are saying that you are going to University of Impersonalist. You are saying that my Gurudev is going to cinema, bioscope here and there, and he is always seeing what? Video and television of how election is going. And how Quintal is going to be seconded.
Clinton.
Both are quarreling, Bush and
Gore
are quarreling. How? Always very interesting things this. Oh, their guru should be at once rejected. If you want Krishna Prem, Bhakti. At once, without delay. Then, if you are not doing so, then your guru and yourself are going to hell.
Without hell.
This is true. So you should follow these things. If you have anyhow accepted, but now you are knowing that guru work will not work. They cannot go fruit of Krishna Prem. Why do to delay? At once we should try to accept new guru. Because Jiva Goswami has told, Shastra, Srimad Bhagavat has told. If you are seeing that your Gurudev is not following his Gurudev, and his Gurudev was bona fide guru, qualified like this, but you are saying that he is against these things, not following. He has so many, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe ladies, friends. Always taking money and he's doing nonsense. Then we should reject. If you are earnest, if you are sincere, you should do at once. If your Gurudev, at that time you did, unknowingly, and he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is sincere, but not expert in these things, Nikunja Junu Rati Teli Siddhi, then you should do pranam to your Gurudev and ask, oh please, allow me that I can associate with high class of Vaishnava. Oh, Guru will very happy, very happy. Oh, at once I am giving this order. You should go. I will go there. Then he is Guru. You should not give up. But you should associate with high class, giving order and honor to this Gurudev. But if Gurudev is not giving honor, then he is very selfless.
Selfish.
He thinks that my disciples are my property. And that is why if he will go to another person, then my property is going to them. So he will fear. But real Guru will not fear. He will see that, oh, my disciples are going advance. So he will be very happy. If anyone is helping my disciple and he is making him Madhyam Adhikari, then Uttam Adhikari, and like this, oh, I am very happy that he is helping. And Swamiji was like this. That is why he told that my disciples should associate in high class of Vaishnava. So many times he has written here and there. Especially you should read his Upadeshamrita.
Letter
instruction. Especially in 6th or 7th shlok. Tannam Rupa Charita. He has explained very clearly. So you should see all these things and then associate with Guru. If Guru is not qualified, what I have told, try to follow. Giving honor to him, you should associate. If he is not giving honor, not ordering us, then reject him and go. Because we have left our homes, our wives, our wealth, reputation, everything, for what? Not for these classes of bogus guru. But we have left all these things for Krishna service. And if anyone is not engaging us in Krishna consciousness, then how is Guru? He is not Guru. Oh, they are telling Kangaroo, not Guru.
So,
in this shloka it has been clearly explained that the symptom of a very realized guru. If not realized guru is received, then we should go to even Madhyama Adhikari, who is sincere and he has no worldly desire of anything. Then you can develop. And then, in any way, you will have that real guru. Sakshatharitvena samasta shastre ruktas tadha bhavyate eva sadvi kintu prabhuryo priya eva tasya bande guru si charna. I am doing bandana to same guru who is like that Nikunja Juno, and that guru who is qualified for this Nikunja Juno Ratikeli Siddhai, or he is or himself Krishna Bhagavan Hari. Hari means, oh, he can attract Krishna and can control Krishna even. But not Vishaya Krishna, but Asraya Krishna. There are two kinds of Bhagavan, Hari. Vishaya Hari and Asraya Hari. Oh, this Guru is Hari, but what kind of Asraya Guru? Kintu prabhuryo priya yuvatasya. Very much dear to Prabhu Krishna. Not Krishna, but of Krishna. Understand? A guru will not tell that I am Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna. But he is like Hari. He has all the qualities of Hari in him. If a guru having all the qualities of Krishna, how he can fall down? Never. So you should think that, oh, a guru is how highest class of thing. Guru is not a toy, not an ordinary toy, not an ordinary person. He should be think that, oh, himself Krishna, but Ashraya Krishna. Srimati Radhika is Krishna. No? Krishna has divided himself into two. Oh, one is called Radhika and one is called Krishna. So, she is Ashraya Radhika. So, Guruji Ashraya. Especially the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So, she can be told, Sakshat Haritven, not Hari. Haritven. There is much difference in Hari and Haritven. Oh, Krishna is himself Hari. And Haritven, having the qualities of Hari, of Radhika, having the qualities of Radhika. So he is Ashraya Guru. All the epics, Shastra, Gita, Bhagavat, Puran, all has told like this. Ruktas tatha bhavyate eva sadvi. All the sadvi, all the acharyas, all the transcendental bhakts, they have accepted this theory. Kintu prabhuryote. But he is very beloved of Krishna. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya aprasadan nagati kutovi, dhyayans tumantas jasasti sandang vande guroshi charanar vindam. Oh. The mercy of Gurudeva is mercy of Krishna. No difference. Krishna is merciful. Gurudeva is merciful. But all the mercies of Krishna in a body is Gurudev. So he is more merciful than Krishna. No? He can come to us. He can give classes to us. He can love us. He can save us. Oh, Krishna will not come. He will send this Guru. His mercy is that he will send a very qualified Guru like a guru is. Oh, his mercy is that. So, the mercy of Krishna is not independent. Dependent to the mercy of Gurudev and Vaishnava. What I told?
That Krishna's mercy is not independent, it is dependent upon the mercy of Gurudev.
Yes. Understand?
Without Guru Dev, you cannot receive Krishna's mercy.
So, only not Guru Dev, all the Vaishnav, Rupanuga Vaishnav, all are Guru. All are Guru. All are qualified like this. They can take the mercy of Krishna and control, and or by control rate, or they may give to others. Krishna cannot do this. He has empowered Guru to do so. So, Gurudev mercy is dependent to the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. If sometimes Krishna is unhappy, he is angry, he is not showering his mercy, then Guru can pray him and his mercy may be achieved. But if Guru is unhappy, Krishna cannot do things. You know Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. Durvasa came and disturbed Ambarish Maharaj, and then he ran away from there and he went to Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. But anyone could not help. They told that you should again go to Ambarish Maharaj, where a thorn is from there it can come out. If it is in feet, it will not come from head. So you must go to Ambarish Maharaj. And he went there, and then he was free. So, jasya aprasadat nagati kotav. If Guru is not happy, then, Krishna cannot help you. So, anyone cannot help you. If Guru is of that class, what class? For that I told. He can give the Krishna prema. He must be, madhyam uttam. At least madhyam uttam. Sincere. No worldly desire. Sense gratification. Even that mercy can come. How it will come? You know that mercy comes through Vaishnavas. If you are serving a cool guru,
family guru,
you know, and he is sincere, but he is not qualified, but he is sincere and wants to serve Krishna. But he has not received any qualified guru. So up to that he is sincere. And he is chanting something. But mind is going here and there. Even a person who has made them guru, he wants to remove all his worldly desires. But he cannot. Even if you are serving that guru, and he is giving classes to you and so many good things, Krishna mercy can come through him. But not high class of mercy will come. Like Vaidhi Bhakti, like worldly things you can have. Even mukti you can have, but not Krishna prema. You know, there is a shloka in Gita. What that? Those who are serving all demigods. Jadapanna bhakti kalau. Shabdhyanvitan. Te api mahami vokanteva jajanti abhidipurvaka. If anyone is worshipping demigods, like Shankar, like Ganesh, like Hanuman, others, then Krishna gives the fruits, Krishna, that demigods cannot give. Or Krishna gives give him. How? Krishna is telling that Japanna Devata Jajanti Shraddhayanvit. They have some Shraddha to that demigod, that they can give some money, reputation, worldly things they can give. But really Krishna is giving through them, because there is some honor to them. And demigods are what? Oh, only the vibhuti of Krishna. He has engaged them to give all these things. So Krishna may give something, but not Krishna prem. Even not that shraddha. But something will come through them. So if anyone is serving their cool guru, that is their family guru, a guru like this, something can be achieved through Krishna. But if really sincere guru, at least madhyam adhikar, having no worldly desire, and if anyone is like Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, and third Narad, oh, what to tell? So, if Krishna is angry, a guru can save. But if guru is angry, oh, Krishna cannot save. He will tell that you should go there. I cannot do. I have given my heart to that class of devotees. What is shloka? So, you should try to have a guru association like this. Then you can have Krishna prem. Otherwise not. A guru who is falling down always, who has no faith in his guru and name, that name can give. Even a name adverse. Maram, 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 Maram. Valmiki was chanting. And what it became? Rama, Rama. By chanting
reverse name.
And what became? Oh, became. Still we worship him. And if with the Shraddha anyone is doing, then what will be? Jayati jayati nama ananda rupam murare brimati nija dharma dhyani puja adijat katamapi shakridatang muktidang prani nangjat karma amritam ekam namah chintamani krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha purna shuddho nitya mukto abhinatvanna. You should try to remember these slokas and its meaning. Namah chintamani, oh, Krishna name, especially Hare Krishna, this is like chintamani or desire tree. If you have any desire under the shade of desire tree, oh, it will automatically come. You should know a history. There was a king, and he went to shoot
hunting.
And till evening he was hunting and doing, and now he was very thirsty and very hungry, and he was tired. But in the time, night came at once, and tigers and all the wild beasts were
roaring
here and there. Then he thought that where to go and to take shelter. Oh, by chance, where he was, that was a desire tree. Oh, I'm very hungry, and night is coming. So, something should come here to quench my thirst and hunger. At once a dish of very delicious preparation came, and water, very good, scented water. And he took, if there was any cot to sleep, I may sleep. At once a very good palanka, with all kinds of facilities, came. And he was on the bed, and he slept. But in the meantime, some tigers were running very nearby. And he awoke up. Oh, if a tiger comes, what will be? And he saw that tiger came. Oh, if he will eat me, and at once jumped and ate him. This is worldly desire tree. But that desire tree, desire tree of Krishna, or not like this. Any transcendental desire, I want to serve Radhika, I want to serve Krishna, I want Krishna prem, gopi prem even, a prem like Manjari's, Rupa Raghunath Das, Oh, that can come. So, these classes of gurus are like desire tree. Jasat prasadat bhagavat prasado jasya prasadan nagati kutobi. You see, Raghunath Das Goswami, he had in his childhood, he had the association of
Haridas
Thakur. Haridas Thakur is his first guru, Shiksha guru. First guru is Yadunandan Acharya. He was the disciple of Advaita Acharya in that line. He was also a bona fide guru. And then by his mercy, he jumped and came to Nityananda Prabhu. And he received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And then by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu handed over him to Sarup Dhamma. And Sarup Dhamma, now he is guru. What guru? All guru. More superior than his Jadunanda Nachar. More superior than Haridas Thakur. And what he received? Desire. Tree. What? The Dasya of Radhika. He engaged him. And if something was lacking, then he came to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami gave everything like him. And then he became Rati Manjari. So this is the qualification of Gurudev. You should also know that any devotee who is sadhak,
practitioner,
he cannot be in one position
all the time.
If a river is going on, she cannot be at one place. In which we are taking bath, next moment it will go further, until sea. So bhakti is like a river. If any practitioner is practicing bhakti, sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, he must go up. If a man always in one place, what will be? If he is not associating high class, how he will go? He cannot go. And that is why if a person has left his worldly, all these things, all requirements, but he has not received any high class of association, and he has no taste for that, then he will fall down. He is bound to fall down. So try to have a guru, a Vaishnava like this. Then, dhyayans tumans tasa jasas trishandam. Oh, you should try to pray, doing aradhana, meditate 3 times, means always, whole day and night. Bande guru shi charna arvinda. Srimad guru rashtakat metav uchyai brahme muhurte. In brahma muhurta, from
1 hour,
that is brahma muhurta, in morning. Especially,
before sunrise,
1 hour 36 minutes. But Rupa Sanatan and other Haridas Thakur, they have no sleepiness in any time. Only 1 hour or not more than that. Sometimes nothing, no sleepiness. So we should try to be like that and to serve a Gurudev like that. Then, if anyone is doing and praying like this, having the meaning and mood of this slokas, then Jastaina Vrindavananath, who is Vrindavananath? Krishna himself. O Sakshat Sevai. O Sakshat, direct service of Krishna. What is? Like gopis. He can attend. So we should try to be like that. You have come here. I'm very happy. And requesting you to give up all your worldly desires. It is very hard to give up sense gratification, all these things. But with the association of high class Vaishnava, you can be. So I told you last day that try to whatever you do, do to please first Guru and Vaishnava, and then to Krishna. Whatever do. Don't eat for yourself. Eat for Guru Vaishnava service, for Krishna service. If you are going to be expert in anything, then what? You should see. Oh, will it please my Gurudev and Vaishnava or not? But we are not doing. And that is why we are not developing. We should not carry the order of uncontrolled mind. And we are doing. This is the root cause. We are like orderly, of whom? Mind, uncontrolled mind. Sometimes he advises very bad things, and we are bound to do. But if you will not listen and hear the orders of uncontrolled minds, try to hear, oh, the gurus like this, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Rup Sanatan, Rup Raghunath and all others. Try to give up all these things. They are like sweet poisons. So try to give up sweet rasagulla, which is poisoned by snakes. And thus, try to control them. And read this. If anything you are reading, go deep. And try to pray them that they should be merciful to us. Now wait.
There was an initiation today, if you announce his name.
Eh?
I have to be
his name.
Ek prashna.
In English.
You were explaining that the Gurumpara, they are Munchit Kasai. But I understood that actually our Guru Parampara, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is Kamal Manjari, they are all Ragatmik Bhaktas. So how can we reconcile that?
When Gurudev told that our Guru Parampara all are Munchit Kasai,
he was saying our...
You also try to listen and try to associate with others. What I am telling, sometimes it will be very, very hard thing, difficult to realize. You can misguide. Now, some are going to be misguided. What Swamiji told? They are trying to fulfill his external desires, not internal. He never told anyone to criticize anyone. If anyone is bad, but we should not criticize. He has told like this. So we should try to realize his orders, his teachings, and then follow internal and then external. Not only external. He had not told that you should distribute books. Only. He had told that you should first read and follow, and then this nectar should be given to all in this way. So my request is also that so many books are coming. Very, very helpful. Very helpful. As Swamiji and my Gurudev ordered, all the books are coming. You should try to help me in my Guru Seva and Krishna Seva. The service, you should try to help me in my Guru service and Krishna service. How? By distributing these books, by practicing Bhakti Yoga. And thus you can help me. You should translate my books. You should publish them. And try to distribute. If there are so many devotees here, about more than 200, 250 you are. If 10 books are given by you to others, how many books it will be go? I think that you should make subscriber of my God raised to harmonist. Very useful. Very simple teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, of Rupa Goswami, of Swamiji, my Gurudev and others. Realized soul are there. So you should try to preach and to distribute these books also. Nagar Sankirtan should not be
stop. Yesterday we did Nagar Sankirtan with
the I became very happy. If I was okay, I should have gone like a commander. I usually do in my Prajmandal Parikrama, especially in Navadvip Parikrama, here and there. So you should try to be. Don't neglect all these things. It will increase your bhakti. Gaur Pramanand.
I have to ask that boy to stand up.
I should.